In this week's edition of Design Today, we're going to be looking at the issue of ethical design. In the studio, we have Jeremy Wales, who lectures in ethical design at the International College of Design in London. Jeremy, perhaps you could start by telling us exactly what ethical design is.
I suppose the central thing is that it aims to blend the aesthetic with the ethical. There used to be a contrast between what was seen as ethical and what was considered design. Now the two are coming together. It's something that people have talked about for ages, but have only recently attempted to put into practice. People are developing craft products from the third world using contemporary approaches to design. The aim is to produce items that are attractive to the sophisticated Western market, but are developed in accordance with moral and social principles. So poorer societies inspire and benefit, but are not exploited.
So the ethics bit is concerned with the relationships between rich and poor countries.
That's probably the most publicised element, but there are other issues too. For example, ethical design pays much more attention to ecological concerns in the production of goods and to the preservation of the environment. There's also a strong strand within the movement which acts against the designer mentality, promoting unlabeled equivalents, which are just as good as and half the price of their labeled versions.
It sounds great. Could you give us a specific example of ethical design in practice?
Of course. I could tell you about LOSA, for instance. LOSA stands for London, South Africa, and is proving a very interesting liaison between British-based designers and South African craft workers. British designers went out to South Africa to help craft workers adapt what they produced. They used to make what would sell to tourists, but Western design experts told them they could earn a lot more by adapting their goods so they became attractive, desirable items and not just souvenirs. They now sell to some major design stores in the UK and will be expanding into other European countries soon. If that goes well, then they'll start targeting the States.
What sort of changes had to be made to the traditional products?
The key word would be simplification. The number of colours used was reduced, for example, and the lines of an object were often made more straightforward. Despite any changes, the items have clearly retained their own distinct Zulu feel.
I suppose the key question is, who gains financially from all of this? The Western experts or the Africans involved in making the goods?
The ethical approach holds here too. The British designers have taken only a small fee each, and the rest of the profits are ploughed back into the business. The South African members of the project are involved throughout all the processes and say that it has been an amazing learning process for them. Ideally, there will be no need for the involvement of British designers in the future. All the work will be able to be done locally.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'd now like to turn to another ethical design project, this one taking place in Brazil.
That is the end of part 4.